And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. New York City has a snow shoveling problem, and it turns out the solution was just paying people actual money. Mayor Zohran Mamdani bumped the hourly rates from $19.14 to $30, with overtime kicking in at $45 after 40 hours. But you got to bring two forms of identification, and that part is what caused the predictable eye rolling. ID required to shovel a sidewalk, but apparently not to cast a ballot. Mamdani says federal law demands it. Make of that what you will. Down south, the states are drawing hard lines on abortion pills by mail. Mississippi's House passed House Bill 1613 by a 77-39 vote, treating mifepristone and misoprostol and without an in-person doctor visit as felony drug trafficking. One representative put it plainly, saying these pills are reaching people without any doctor oversight and without any age verification whatsoever. The bill now heads to the Senate. Meanwhile, in Louisiana, they're headed to federal court challenging FDA rules that allow mifepristone to ship without an in-person visit at all. An attorney from the Alliance Defending Freedom called it the most significant pro-life legal fight since Dobbs. The American Medical Association took a small but notable step last month, withdrawing support for sex change surgeries on minors. But Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall, leading a coalition of 20 states, isn't letting them off the hook that easily. Their letter to AMA President John White points out that the evidence supporting puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones is rated the same as the evidence for the surgeries. Low and very low quality. The states are demanding answers within 30 days or face formal consumer protection investigations. Half a step in the right direction is still a half a step short. And in Ontario, teachers Matt and Nicole Alexander are still fighting for their livelihoods after being terminated for refusing to celebrate and affirm LGBT ideology that violated their sincerely held Christian beliefs. And what makes it worse, their own union, the Elementary Teachers Federation of Ontario, refused to take up their cause. The Justice Center for Constitutional Freedom stepped in, and final submissions go before the Ontario Labor Relations Board soon. The board ruled in September the case could proceed despite efforts to bury it. A professor from UC Berkeley has a suggestion for your Lent observances this year. Repent of voting for Donald Trump. Her op-ed piece argues that repentance must be costly and directed toward communities she deems harmed by the 2016 and 2024 elections. Not the V had the right response, saying that Lent isn't a 40-day voter re-registration drive. And they also noted that a God who only convicts your political opponents is a God you invented yourself. Absolutely. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both you can do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.